Blog Talk Radio.
Action. I've even forgotten how to use the studio, but I'm sure that everything is fine and I'm coming to you loud and clear. Now, everybody's been asking me what has happened to Radio Protea. Well, nothing really. Everybody needs a holiday, and so we took one, and we took it in nothing small about Radio Protea. We took it in a big way, and I'm very pleased to say that it was a wonderful holiday, but we're back. Obviously, we have a little technical glitch again with old Shauna, because he's chomping at the bit to get in on the action, but I'm sure that we'll sort that out as we as we go along. A lot of people don't realize or appreciate exactly what goes into the show, the kind of preparation that we need, and what happens directly before the show. Now, I'm telling you this because of people like Tony Fury from Namibia, State West Africa. He's very keen to come on, and we're going to have a lot of him on. He's going to be our new Africa correspondent. He does speak English, I believe. And we are going to... but he was a little bit nervous as to exactly what is entailed. So for Tony, he used to be called Tony Rockaferry, then he was called Tony Fraleferry. Who knows? Okay, but in his ID book, I've checked, and it says Tony Fury. So, Tony, you've got to understand what kind of preparation takes place just before a show. All right, about 15 minutes before the show itself, you have to go and have a wee in the toilet, because you can't broadcast accurately if you've got a full bladder and you've got a pressing problem. All right. Then you've got to fetch a toilet roll and put it on the studio desk next to the broadcast, next to the microphone, in case your nose wants to run. Then you need a glass of water, but not too much, otherwise you're going to have to pish again during the middle of the show. And if there's not two of you in the studio, that's a very difficult thing. So there's a lot of preparation, but I will be giving tutorials, and so nobody must worry. We have the new Protea Radio Protea, and this includes Radio Muggin. Now, before I go on with Radio Protea, Radio Muggin is going to be hard hitting, and we are not fighting back. We are fighting forward, and we've taken enough crap in our time over the years, and now it's time to tell it like it is and to make a difference. And Radio Muggin is going to do that. Now, Radio Muggin's job is basically to take Israel and not to legitimize it, because we legitimate already, but to just show people exactly what kind of nonsense is out there and what it should be and what we're not going to take anymore. On Radio Muggin, we're going to have some wonderful people that are going to explain to you, if you wish to defend Israel, for example, how to do it, and everything that's involved, and the truth and nothing but the truth. So we've got unbelievable people, and if I miss out somebody, please excuse me, but I don't work from notes, I work from memory, and I have a memory like a sieve. But basically, we're going to have, for example, Barry Shaw. Now, he's written another masterpiece, and when I say masterpiece, I mean masterpiece. If you read his first book on Israel, it was so well put together and so well researched that it is, if not often, it is occasionally used as a textbook in schools and in universities and so on, to tell people how to do it, how to go about it. And this new book, which Barry will tell us all about, I'm looking forward to that with bated breath, because I'm sure it is as concise and hard-hitting and important as the first work. So we're going to have Barry on. Then we're going to have Lawrence Seif, for example. Now, this man, besides being a martial artist and a man who almost knows how to make biltong, why I say almost is because it looks okay in the photograph, but I think he just photoshopped it, because I never got a taste. But we're going to have have him on, and man, he tells the truth, and he comes along with various groups and so on, and I wouldn't like to be an enemy. He's small in stature, but he's a huge man, and quite nice. He's alright. And then there's so many, like you know, I was going to mention Rolene Marks, but I'm scared to, because if you're having difficulty in breathing in, ask Rolene Marks to send you a photograph of herself, and when you see the photograph, you gasp for air, because this she's such a beautiful woman, such a magnificent woman, and I'm not scared to admit it. I really fancy her. But what's most important is she also gets to the nitty-gritty very quickly, and she's also a very powerful voice, pro-Israel, and we're going to have her. So there's many. And then anybody who's written a book, released some music, and wants to, that's Israel associated in some way or the other, or the Middle East and so on, can gladly come on. They can spend an hour or an hour and a half or even 2 hours on the radio explaining what they're all about, promote their stuff and so on. So that's up to you. You just contact myself or Sean on Facebook, on email, smoke signal, whatever you need. And if it's anything to do with Israel, we'll have it on, and you can have it on any time you want, any day you want, and almost for as long as you want. And as long as you're nice to me, you can come on as often as you like. Now, just a point with Radio Prote and with Radio Muggin, the program such as this program now is going out live. Live, wonderful. To millions and millions of homes and so on. But if you miss the program, don't get into a cold sweat and a panic and begin to consider doing yourself any harm. A podcast is available approximately 10 minutes after the live show has gone out, the live show has finished, and you can listen at your listening pleasure and your listening leisure forever. Just go to our Facebook page, or go to Blog Talk Radio, and they're all there. And all the previous shows from last week and last month and last year, the hundreds and the thousands and the millions of shows, they're all there, and they're all available at any given time. And if you appear on a show, or you feature on a show, or you host a show, if you wish to host a show for a while, then you can tell your friends and family and so on, and they can listen at any time live, and they can find the podcast and listen at any time they want to. All right, so that's Radio Mugger and Radio Protea. They're both available in the same kind of basis. Now, Radio Protea is the real fun of the fair radio station where anything goes, and I mean really anything goes. If you want to be nasty, as long as you're not nasty to me, but if you want to be nasty to or anything, because there is no more PC, which is politically correct. Nobody deserves any extra consideration that doesn't earn it. So if you want to come up with anything, say anything, do anything, just tell me, and we'll go on the radio. Because like a terrorist, for example, a terrorist, his only right in life is death. Okay, he needs to be killed. Okay, we don't need to capture him and spend extra money, and he needs to be killed. And that's the same thing. So we're not being nice anymore. It's like people that want to insult Israel, or want to insult me, or want to insult you, just do it. They just go ahead and do it. And so we're going to do that as well. So if you've got something to say and you want to voice your opinion, go for it. You feel free, feel happy, feel everything. feel me and just do it. So remember that there's no more thing, and the show goes out live, and then it goes the podcast, and there is no editing, and there is definitely no censorship. Okay, your opinion may not necessarily be the opinion of this particular radio station, or in fact the Protea group, but there's nobody within the Protea group that's going to be all bitter and twisted about it. It's anything goes, anybody goes, and just go for it. Now, a point of interest, if you want to call into the show, and this is an American line, although we're coming to you live from Jerusalem, Jerusalem, we have an American line, and it's 374 is the code, or whatever the case might be, and then 838-9268. And if you have an American line in Israel or in South Africa, whatever the case is, that is just a local call, as if it's a local call. And of course, it's a local call in the US of A. We hope to have a similar thing for Israel, for Australia, and we hope to have a similar thing for the UK, the United Kingdom, the land of the Poms. Okay, we will have that as well, because we have a vast amount of listeners in Australia and England and Canada and Portugal and Greece and Italy and Zimbabwe and Uganda, but we can only have lines on this basis, so it's easy for you to phone in. It's an American line at this stage, and later we'll have a UK line, a Canadian line, and an Australian line from down under. But whether the call can get all the way up to Earth, who knows? But that's fine. Now, on Radio Protea, we are going to have a huge variety of programs. Some of the old standards that we are very well, the one I know is Sean Hay. He's historical stories of interest from South Africa, from the good old days in South Africa, from current South Africa, products and so on in South Africa. That will be a given. And Sean A will be on regularly. He was on Wednesdays before. He may well be on Wednesdays. We still have got that to sort out. But he will give an hour a week, irrespective of what happens, come rain, hail, volcanic eruption, and he will tell us these amazing stories. And Sean, because he's so erudite, has a huge following, a huge, huge following, and they interesting. And I thought that I knew a lot about South Africa, the past, the present, and possibly the future, and I discovered, to my amazement, that when Sean Hay started to come out with these stories, I knew very little, and I know a lot more about South Africa, and of course it makes my yearning to go back there and pop in on various different places extremely painful, but that's the way it is. Another standard that we have, the studio phone rings and everybody dashed for their cell phones. It wasn't you, it was me, and it was the phone in here in the studio. Okay, so be that as it may. All right, now carrying on with Radio Protea, what are you going to do besides the standard? Then anybody who wants a program of that same nature and would like to host their own show or come on the show and do a regular program, please just contact me, speak to me, let me know, and you can then, because you will build up your own listenership, of course, and you will have access to our vast listenership of 70 odd thousand people the last time we which is absolutely phenomenal for an internet radio station. All right, so you can have it, and then we will bring it about. And if you want to promote a certain thing, if you've written a book and you want to promote it, fine. If you've written music and you want to promote it, fine. But if you want to promote, for example, your business or whatever the case might be, you can either sponsor a program, advertise on Radio Protea, or you can sponsor your own program. So we'll work out something, and the nicer you are, the cheaper it becomes. And I can tell you, for the kind of listenership that this Radio Protea attracts, the charges that we levy are minuscule and very, very reasonable, and your return is phenomenal. Okay, now, we had, for example, Joni Rose with her psychology programs and so on, and they also became very popular and very necessary, and certain people were relying on it. In fact, a lot of people were relying on it for certain problems, and we had a huge amount of feedback, and that's what we need, is feedback. We had a huge amount of feedback, people asking questions, personal questions, questions that they weren't prepared to come on air and speak about, personal things and so on. And we're hoping, now Joni Rose is an author, and she is unbelievably busy. Her new book, which is also, as I said with Barry Shaw, this book is going to be something spectacular. It's also on a psychology, the theme is psychology, and is an extremely complicated subject, but it's been written in such a way that even I can read it. So look out for Joni Rose's new book, and then her next book is coming out, and it's going to be on my favorite subject, cats. Okay, anything you want to know about Joni Rose, just go to Place of Books, www.placeofbooks.com, and you can find all there is about her. Now, we are hoping that Joni Rose will be on regularly as well, but I'm not expecting a once a week program from her at this stage, because she's extremely, extremely busy, and as we all know, women find it very difficult to multitask. So we will just have her on as often as we can, and if something dramatic or traumatic happens and we need Joni Rose's assistance, then we'll rope her in to cover that particular subject. There are many, many others. I think I mentioned right at the head of the show, Tony Faree. He's going to be on, and we're going to chat, and he's going to come with him, and he will be a very regular, once, twice, three times a week, depends, because he also runs an extremely busy business. Dylan's, of course, everybody, the whole world, it's a world famous place, Dylan's. I'm not sure if it's Dylan's Bar and Grill and lack a place to eat and lack a place, I'm not sure of the actual, but it's Dylan's, and it's in Namibia, and it's in Vintu. But we're going to rope Tony in, because he has a very unique slant on life, and we would like to hear his slant on life for current affairs, and to predict things, and to sum up what's happened during the week, during the month, and also just to have a bit of fun and a bit of a chat. And he brings with him a plethora of friends and neighbors and interesting guests, and they will be on, and they will all feature on the TR show. That's the Tony show. Now, I'm not sure what his current name is, but we'll clarify that. So maybe it will just be the T show. Okay, so I'm looking forward to that, and I'm looking forward to interacting with Tony, and everybody, I'm sure, will enjoy him immensely, because this man is a one funny dude. All right, we have that. Then we have one of the loves of my life. This is what I mean, besides the fact that she's so beautiful and so sexy, so she is a, this is a very, very special individual with talent that has that knows no bounds, and she has skills that everybody can wish that they had. Of course, I'm talking about a pretty Belinda Silbert. Now, I'm also not sure, because she's also got various hundreds and hundreds of names. Okay, but I'm going to have her on as regular as possible, because not only can she make contact with those who have passed, but there's so many things, and the voice that comes out of her mouth when she sings is truly the voice of an angel, and you wouldn't imagine that such a big, strong voice can come out of such a slight frame. And but as I said, she's so beautiful, and everybody might have noticed that I've got a bit of a soft spot for her. That's not true. I have a hell of a soft spot for her. And I have an immense amount of respect for her and immense amount of understanding of what she does. And I'd like everybody to experience this understanding. And there, of course, if you have a problem of any sort, of any type, you just have to ask her, and she comes up with solutions that will boggle your mind, because she can see into your future, and she can just see so much. And what a wonderful person, and what a privilege and a pleasure it will be for me to have her on the program. I'm just worried about her because she's a little bit too intelligent for me. It makes me look stupid. However, that doesn't matter. I'll live with that. But so we're going to have Belinda on, just doing the magic that she does do, and so that's very encouraging, and I'm very happy about that. And there's so many others. There's so many others that, as I say, I can't begin to name them. You know, we had regulars before, and I would like very much if they would come on again as often as possible. People like Jonathan or Thin John Danilovitz. This man has got his act together to such an extent that he also frightens me a bit. And he fights, and powerfully so, for gay rights, for the rights of carrots, lettuce rights, animal rights, and so on. Everything that's right, if you've got Jonathan or Jonathan John on your side, you are an absolute winner, because he is also a very powerful force in everything that he does. So we'll have him. We're going to have people like Gavin Tonks. He's the man who got shot 350 times at point blank range. I'm not sure what, 10 times at point blank range. And he also has an amazing outlook on life. He is, funny enough, also a vegetarian. He was a butcher, but he only eats vegetables. So all the weird people in this world are vegetarians. But he has also, for example, access to cleaning materials which have no chemicals and no I'm a clean, and it's wonderful. And we're going to have a lot of his expertise and good humor on air as well. Not forgetting that he does a lot of help, or gives a lot of help to small businesses in South Africa, a small black business, small anybody's business that thrive in a very competitive and difficult markets. So he's also a very valuable somebody. Now, I've rattled on for so long. I'd just like to say, if Howard Sundy, he broke a lot of records the other day. What happened was he had an old pile of 33 and a third records, and he sat on it, and the whole thing broke. I'd just like to say that he's been mocking me. You just claimed about this, like, biltong and dry horse. And I've made for him a batch. And when I say a batch, I mean a batch. A huge batch of dry horse. It's in the machine. It's drying. It's drying very nicely. And it will be ready on... what is today now is Monday. It'll be ready on Thursday. So please, you have to come and collect it. Don't be lazy. I'm not going to go all the way to Netanya. So bring me some ice creams and other nice treats, and come and collect your burritos. But I will contact you. But it's in the machine, and man, it's looking good, and it smells great. And I'll make the greatest dry horse that ever there was. And it's 100% kosher, for those who worry about it. 100% kosher. So even rough and ready people like Tony Ferri and other non-Jewish units can also eat it, because kosher doesn't do any harm. Just gives you a fright, but it doesn't do any harm. So just to tell Howard Sunday that the thing is on the go. Okay, now we're going to have a little bit of music, and then I'll be back to sum up. I think I've pushed the right button. Hang on, any minute now. Who knows? That didn't work either. It doesn't work, so we'll try that. This is really strange. You know, they've changed this virtual studio that I have to such an extent that I don't even know what's going on here anymore. Okay, let's try this one. Well, I'll have to give up. There's no music. It shows me it's playing. I spoke to Bette Midler and she said, okay, she'll play for me, but it's not playing. So I'll try once more, and it just ticks down and it shows it's playing. It's got 4 minutes. Right, so there we go, there will be no music. Okay, I can remember that. I can live with that. Who knows why, what, where, when, and how. Okay, let's try another song. It's strange, strange world. I may have to sing a whole song myself. This is possible. No, that's not going to work. All right, so I've got no music for the time being. Okay, I'll learn to live with that. All right. So to sum up, first of all, I'm going to take a sip of something nice that I'm drinking, an alcoholic beverage. Very good indeed. Now, so we need from our listenership, very, very, very important. Okay. First and foremost, feedback. Positive feedback, negative feedback, humorous feedback, stupid feedback, and if I don't like it, I'll just delete it. Okay, but give it to us on Facebook and any way that you wish. I just have a message coming through here. Somebody's sending me in a message. It says here, dear host. I suppose that's meant to be host. Yes, that's me. I'm yours truly, Errol Ballin. You say you are coming from Jerusalem, but you speak like a South African. Oh, that's supposed to be South African. From Ron. Ron, I am a South African. I was born and bred in South African, and now I live in Israel, so I'm an Israeli. I'm a mixture of everything. and I'm anything anybody wants to. And if I can make a suggestion, could you include spell check on your computer, and perhaps further your education a little bit so that you can be as clever as I am. But thank you for the message anyway. Just a reminder, if you want to call in, it's 347 American line, American number, 347-838-9268, 347-838-9268. And then you'll get through to me. We are, just before son of finishing summing up, we are also hopeful that finally we'll have Mrs. Ginsburg on the line with her views and her advice and so on. We have Ms. Ginsburg. And of course, we have our best Indian friend. And I don't know if you remember that we had an Indian guy on a while ago, and he was absolutely hilarious. He's contacted me, and he says that he wants to come on again and be part of the show, and with pleasure. So he will be on, but he won't have a show of his own because he's a bit reckless. So I'll just have him on as a guest for 10 minutes or so. Very, very good. All right, so as I was saying, we need feedback. What you like, what you don't like, and even criticism. I know I get a lot of criticism. Everybody says I'm an R and I stutter and I mutter and I carry on like a lunatic. It's a tick that comes from the moon, a lunatic. But so be that as it may. With me, what you see is what you get. Okay, and my listenership proves that I have some popularity somewhere in the community. All those rumors that I've been hearing about me, I must tell you now without a shadow of doubt, I mean, these are horrible, horrible rumors. Every one of them is absolutely true. Okay, I am exactly as you say I am. Okay, so we need feedback. We need suggestions on what you want to hear, what you want to have featured, and so on. And then we can work around that, because Radio Protea is very much a listener-driven show, a listener-driven program, and the listeners drive us mad. But and I can tell you now that, bar maybe Satanism, and even that might be quite fun for a while. Any subject goes, so just let us know what's going to happen, what you want, and hey presto, you will be on. You will be on, and your suggestions and so on. All right. That's what we need, number one, and also, if possible, more than comments like, gee, that was good, or Errol, I love you, or marry me, or no. You also need Errol, marry me, because you're wonderful. You know, so you need to just add a bit to it. Then we need advertisers and sponsors. You can sponsor a show, an hour show, a 15-minute show, a whole day, a whole month. You can advertise, and let me tell you, you can get very good return on your money for advertising, because we would like very much, and I mean the equipment has been ordered and put together and qualified and signified and everything, but we haven't got the money to pay for it, so, because we want to do two things. We really need to do the outside broadcast. In other words, we're going to broadcast from anywhere in the world where there's an internet signal. Okay, we're ready for that. And Sean Hay and myself, we're going to venture out into the wild blue yonder, and we're going to speak to famous people, wonderful people, ordinary people, horrible people. Okay, so that's ready. Okay, that's ready, and it's fixed and it's paid for. But we would like to do visual radio. So that's not really TV, but it's visual radio. And we would like to have an app as well. So, and that takes money. And the people and everything else is in place. And the goods have been ordered. But we can't take delivery because we can't pay for it. So we need sponsors, people who are astute businessmen and know where their wealth lies, and it will come to us. Just contact us, and we will help you advertise. We'll put together a package that will stun you, that will knock your socks off and your boots. Just contact us. Contact Shawnee or myself. If you think I'm too rough around the edges, contact Shawnee. He's the sophisticated one in this company, in the Protea Group. And he will sort out something for you. We will get together. So feedback, advertising, put your money where your mouth is. Make some money. These things are very important. So now, for some reason beyond my comprehension, I cannot play out with music, and I had some really nice music all jacked up for you. Oh, I do believe we have some.
Red roses too, I see them blue for me and you, and I.
Louis Armstrong, I'll bring him back again. So in the meantime, let me just say that contact us, give us feedback, be happy, be safe, be wonderful, and until the next time, this is Errol Ballin and Radio Protea saying good night.
To myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. Much more than I never knew, and I think to myself.